and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. The hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine, come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine, come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Friends, God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And God loves you and he has a destiny for you that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to preach your word. Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Right, what is God's nature like? What does God continuously think of you? We go to Psalm 90 verse 14, says, Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Well, nothing you will ever do, could do, would make God love you more than he does right now. Nothing you have ever done could make God love you less. Not any sin, not any failure, not any guilt, not any regret. It was Christ's sacrifice that God demonstrated how unreasonable his love is. His love is so great, so far-reaching, so overpowering, that Jesus Christ, the only perfect righteous person who ever lived, willingly died in the place of the unrighteous men and women, such as me and you. He has always loved you, and he always has, and he always will. Amen. Okay, the message now is, arise, shine. God has some encouraging words for you. Go to Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, friends, today God wants to exceed your expectations. He has amazing things in store for you. He wants to take you places that you have never dreamed and do things in your life that you have never imagined. His glory is rising upon his people, which means things are going to fall into place so that you can accomplish what he has placed in your heart. Even the hidden dreams that you've given up on, God has not given up on. He is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all and beyond you could ask, think, or imagine. Now is the time to arise and shine in him. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes." See, friends, there is a promise, but be aware, your mind may try to talk you out of it, but if you will listen to your heart, the truth will resonate on the inside of you. Don't let discouragement hold you back or keep you down. Rise up every morning and declare, "Today is the day that the Lord has made." Choose to rejoice in him. Choose to expect his goodness. Choose to rise and shine and receive every spiritual blessing he has in store for you. See, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Amen. See, God has determined, committed to plan good things for you. We have also heard how God loves you and he wants you in his kingdom. As the Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." If you want to make sure you are right with God, that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life in heaven, then just follow me in this prayer. Just follow along. Dear Heavenly Father, just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I make you my Lord and Savior. Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church where you will learn to be a mighty warrior for the Lord. He has saved you and called you with a holy calling. He has a work for you to do in his kingdom. Amen. Okay, we go to this part of the program. We will be praying for the second hurting very shortly. And have an expectancy for God to meet and heal your needs. Luke 9:1-6 says this, "Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." See, the gospel, the good news, makes this message that was planned by God. God planned this message. The blessing for all mankind who is proclaiming peace, who brings to you good news. The good news proclaims deliverance of salvation, means healing of sickness and the atonement for sin. Who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Zion is the church. Put your name there. Your God reigns. He is proclaiming deliverance, healing for all your sickness, and atonement for your sin. This is the gospel, the good news. Luke 10:9, Jesus said, "And you must continually heal the sicknesses in the city. And you must say to them, the kingdom of God has drawn near you." We go to Luke 17:21, says, "The kingdom of God is within you." See, friends, when Jesus sent out the 12 on their first missionary journey, he commanded them to cast out demons and heal the sick. When Jesus sent out his 70 disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom, he gave them power and authority to cast out demons and heal the sick. And see, in Mark 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians, this is the Great Commission, this is the Great Commission to the church, he commanded us to preach the word, cast out demons and heal the sick. It says that in Mark 16:15. Not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. God's healing power has not stopped flowing, and divine healing has not passed away. The healing message and healing ministry is still valid today, my friends. It says in Matthew 12:28, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. So friends, lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. And remember, believe you have received and you will have it. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and I curse it at the root. I command you dying and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place. I command health and healing into every physical body. Every pain, I command you, loose them and set them free. I command divine healing freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I speak to every life that is in torment. Be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. And the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. Because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. Well, friends, you shall recover. The Bible said you shall recover. Some healings take seconds, some minutes, some days, and some hours. The promise is you shall be healed. Now act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pain has started to subside or started to leave. And it's most important, look for the improvements. Sometimes they're not instant. Sometimes they take time. But look for the improvements and start worshipping the Lord because healing is starting to take place. Test the area to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. And use your authority as a believer. And make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And again I say, do not. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Well, the benediction, the prayer, final prayer is this. Now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. Nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days because God is your Father, and no good thing will withhold from those who diligently seek him. In Jesus Christ's name, Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you and set me apart to worship you.